The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Welcome
to silence our voice.
Welcome to today's National Intel Report. I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller this Wednesday, July 13th, 2016, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. As I usually say, thanks for coming along for the ride. Interesting discussion if you're joining us from listening to what really happened with Michael Rivero. Welcome. Also, interesting discussion, and interesting that another documentary about the what I would call the false flag event of the strafing of the USS Liberty back on June 8th, 1967 is interesting. So I hope that works out, and I hope it works out well. Good broadcast. So what is going on these days? I am the regular host of Road Warrior Radio on Republic Broadcasting Network as well. And as I usually say, it's this is a strange these are strange days we find ourselves in, a strange time. To be sure, it's cartoonish, in my opinion, at this point. What most people consider reality is it's cartoonish. It's almost as if DC and Marvel have joined forces to write the politics and public opinion of the day, the pop culture and so forth. It really kind of looks like that. And I wrote a piece that was published, that I published on Facebook last week, that I titled Making Sense of the Seemingly Random Violence and Chaos. And I wrote that to address the situations that occurred last week, or the incidents, as I call them, because I'm not convinced by any means that the establishment narrative of those events, let alone most of the others, are accurate. I don't think we're seeing an accurate portrayal. Speaking of the cartoonish reality, which I realize is an oxymoron that we find ourselves in. So that piece, Making Sense of the Seemingly Random Violence and Chaos, opens with a quote, Patrick Henry to Archibald Blair, a letter. Patrick Henry's words to Archibald Blair back in 1799. And the answer, it's kind of the bookends of the piece, the answer, the solution to all of this insanity is best encapsulated in the words of Patrick Henry, which are words that were echoed by the founders and that sentiment being virtue, morality, and religion. This is the armor, as Patrick Henry wrote. If we lose these, we are conquered, fallen indeed. So long as our manners and principles remain sound, there is no danger. So I wrote, reflecting on this week's violence, last week's now, in particular the Alton Sterling incident, because as I said, I'm not convinced. I wouldn't necessarily call it a shooting per se, because the videos that emerged of the Alton Sterling incident. First of all, it's strange when you see these videos, there's always a cutting away at the moment that you hear shots fired. That's strange. Secondly, with the Alton Sterling incident in particular, the videos that emerged or surfaced were, there was a lack of continuity in those videos, which was odd. And they basically don't look like the same incident. In other words, perhaps it was staged and those were separate takes. That's kind of what it looks like. And I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just saying there were a number of inconsistencies and a lack of continuity in things like that, what I just mentioned, that lead me to find the entire situation suspect. The Philando Castile incident, the streaming of that live, but really not live, kind of after the fact, was strange. The fact that I forget her first name now, last name Reynolds, the girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, thank you. The fact that she was streaming with apparently her 4-year-old daughter in the car at the time, and shots had just been fired into a car, yet the child was not screaming. That just doesn't seem to – doesn't make any sense, does it? A child has just seen the most traumatic incident that a person could possibly imagine, really, in America. You know, seeing someone you know and care about being shot, hearing gunfire inside a car would be deafening for starters. Because it was at point blank range, if we're to believe what was happening. So to see that, to hear Diamond Reynolds be completely calm, not to hear child crying that was in the car at the time, and you know, just the way that it unfolded, the videoing from the backseat of the patrol car allegedly and so forth was just all very unorthodox, very bizarre. Anyway, that's a little bit of an aside. The point is, all of these incidents, I don't find I would call them incidents, because I wouldn't even want to call them, wouldn't want to corroborate the establishment narrative, which I think is bunk. They're fibs. As part of to me, they're essentially Gladio B style ops, you know, COINTELPRO meets Gladio B style ops, to induce the public into a state of panic and terror. And as I wrote in the piece that I'm referring to, Making Sense of the Seemingly Random Violence and Chaos, these are incidents designed in Gladio-style fashion to induce people to a state of panic and fear, and to foster this growing belief that we see that society needs babysitters instead of simply behaving ourselves. There's a growing notion that somewhere, someone, or someone somewhere should do something to stop the madness. Isn't that what we kind of see? And who is that someone? Of course, you know, the blue helmets or the white helmets, or what we think of the UN troops, the NATO, and the ISAF kind of forces that we have been, or that the United States military industrial complex has been a part of and has led, you know, that coalition of forces. You gotta draw everyone in. When you're the mob, you gotta conscript everyone to evil, and this is the Machiavellian way these days, it seems. So who is that someone? Who is that parent? And in contrast, America was founded on the notion of self-government. But it's funny how that history is largely occluded more and more today, isn't it? Edward Abbey said, "Grown men do not need leaders." The Declaration of Independence states, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable or unalienable, whichever you prefer. Either way, it means cannot be given away, cannot be taken away, but we have learned and experienced the fact that they can be abrogated by intrigue and deception," again, speaking of the Machiavellian way these days. Further, the Declaration states that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And as Reagan said in his Ronald Reagan in his Time for Choosing speech, as it's come to be known on the in the Barry Goldwater presidential campaign trail back in October of 1964, this idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except the sovereign people, is still the newest and the most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. This is the issue, Reagan said, whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. And to speak further to the concept of self-government and not shipping government off to a land far, far away, John Adams, in a letter to wife Abigail on May 17, 1776, wrote, "There is something very unnatural and odious in a government a thousand leagues off. A whole government of our own choice, managed by persons whom we love, revere, and can confide in, has charms in it for which men will fight." And I agree. So you compare and contrast those words, those sentiments, with where we are today. And in America, I think Gerda Coleman's words on his or during his Al-Mayadeen television appearance, December 27th of last year, 2015, I think those words apply. Those words being the only way in which political elites can continue to govern is through terror. And that's what's happening. That's the point. These unusual and provocative coincidences last week, for instance, you know, seeing these incidents, the Alton Sterling incident, the Philando Castile incident, the Dallas protest incident, and all of these, the ripple effect, or what is even, there is the ripple effect, and then beyond that, now there's the butterfly effect, I would say, of all of these things, and it's just a cascading unraveling, which is very disturbing and unsettling, to say the least. So, is there any sense to be made of it all? I think there is. I think I will forego the entire article that I mentioned that you can find on Facebook at the Road Warrior Radio page, facebook.com/Road Warrior Radio. It's a note published there. And again, it's titled Making Sense of the Seemingly Random Violence and Chaos. But to make sense of it all, perhaps the TLDR version, the too long didn't read. In simplest terms, as far as the seemingly random violence and chaos is concerned, in simplest terms, I wrote the operative old esoteric phrase is ordo ab chao, Latin for order from chaos. The world is being changed in a variety of ways. To explain in full detail would, of course, require more time and space than the post I wrote properly affords. But suffice it perhaps to say, we are, the world as a whole, being steered, albeit somewhat subtly and implicitly, through intrigue and deception, but in coordinated fashion, back to Genesis 6 and 11. So read Genesis 6, read Genesis 11, and see for yourself if it doesn't sound exactly like what's happening today. And I speak to some of the other elements on a macro level of who and what and why and how. But we see it. We see it. The dialectical conflict model, we see it in full effect. I want to get to some of that. We'll talk about some of the headlines. We'll open up the phone lines here in a minute. But before we get to all of that, I want to play a couple of clips for you with the incidents of last week and beyond in view. We are so just psychologically injured as a culture with what's happening. We need to return to virtue, morality, and religion as the foundation and the bulwark of our society. Without that, we are, as Patrick Henry wrote, fallen indeed. So here are a couple of clips that I think speak to the issues of the day very effectively. First up, Dale Hansen, Dallas TV reporter, comments on the Dallas protest incident, says, and he said nothing will change, but his broader comments, I think, are very lucid. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
The Rangers lost to Minnesota last night, and I'm almost embarrassed to tell you I know that. I'm in my office watching the game, and then all hell breaks loose in our city. Reporters at our newsroom were scrambling. Producers were yelling. We turned off the lights just in case, and I kept watching the game. It was another shooting in America. It was in our city this time, and police officers were being killed, but it was a couple of blocks away, and the Rangers were being shut out. This is what I have become. This is what too many of us have been for a long time now. We'll fly our flags at half-mast. We'll say all the right things. We'll make promises we won't keep, and then nothing will change. Our lives will go on while the lives of so many others won't, because we expect it now and we accept it. It wasn't this way when I was a boy, but it is life in America now. But shooting a police officer is not the answer to a problem that too many people deny. Police officers are not like you and me. They're better. They run into the darkened alley where we won't go. They run into the buildings we run from. They look for the person we try to hide from. But they're not allowed to make the human mistakes that we all make, because they have the power of God strapped to their hip and the authority to use it. When we talk about blindly supporting the blue, when we try to show our support for these brave men and women, we fail to realize we can't defend them all, and we shouldn't defend them all. A white man in America doesn't die for selling cigarettes on a street corner. He gets a ticket. A white man in America doesn't die for driving with a broken taillight. He gets a ticket, too. And the officers who abuse the badge and the power they have should be punished, and too many times they're not. But what possible purpose does opening fire on the streets of Dallas do to right the wrongs too many people deal with every day? As one of those on the city streets last night told a reporter, they might have killed the good cops. A person of color has always hated to be painted with a broad brush, to suffer the indignity of the stereotype so many people claim is fact. And then that killer last night did exactly the same thing, shooting at anyone in blue, because don't we all really know they're all the same? America's problem has come to Dallas now, and our lieutenant governor blames the peaceful protesters because our lieutenant governor is a fool. It was not just an attack on the Dallas police. It was an attack on our basic humanity and the common decency we used to cherish in America. But that's all gone now. We lost that a long time ago. The Rangers lost last night 10-1, and I'm almost embarrassed to tell you I know that.
A provocative look at the state of the union, so to speak, from, I would say, an unlikely voice. ABC News affiliate WFAA TV News 8 sports anchor, Dale Hansen. And so that's interesting, but and that's, you know, Dallas affiliate, if you're not familiar, but ABC affiliate, that is. And so I think he's right. I think he speaks to the psychological injury and what I would call, you know, aspects of Stockholm syndrome and PTSD, the dialectical conflict model colliding segments of society together, which we'll talk more about during today's broadcast, and trying to balkanize the public. You know, if you can, again, virtue, morality, and religion, as Patrick Henry said, if we lose those, we are conquered, fallen indeed, as he said. So, if you can do away with those, you have a shot at society. Anyway, stick around back up for sure.
or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Welcome back to today's National Intel Report. Once again, I'm your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller. I was just reminded you can dive into the chat area too. I usually mention the chat area, so feel free to do that. NationalIntelReport.chattango.com. I think the chats are always interesting, lively, informative. Keep it, light and engaging, shall we say. Speaking of Patrick Henry's words, virtue, morality, and religion, let's keep it on point as far as that's concerned. Anyway, the Hegelian dialectic, this dialectical conflict model, or, arguing shades of gray, essentially. We've lost our didactic reasoning in this culture, it seems. We don't remember what it even means, the concept of adhering to standards of right and wrong. And there is an admonition in places like Isaiah 5, for example, in the Bible. Woe to them who put good for evil, evil for good, light for dark, dark for light, etc., etc. That's kind of what we're doing, and we are so steeped in this Machiavellian dialectical rhetoric in American culture that we just it's kind of like being tossed in the slow powerful surf of Hawaii, you know, you look from the shore and you see the surf, and it looks like a slow, gentle rolling surf, and you get out in it, and man, it is powerful. And you get, if you get caught up in it and you start getting turned in it, you just, it's overwhelming very quickly. And that's, I think, where we're at. It looks fairly harmless and innocuous from a distance, but we are steeped in it. We're marinated in it. Daily, you can't go anywhere. It's interesting. One of the most provocative experiences I've had with regard to that is being in one of the most remote places in the country, really. One of the most remote places in Montana, considered one of the most northern remote places in the country, and just kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and hearing people talking about the same talking points you'd hear in larger metropolitan areas. Very kind of shocking, quite frankly. This is a place where cell phones literally do not work. They do not work in that area. Internet is, well, good luck. Dial-up is still something they use, or satellite. And people are still talking about the same talking points you'll hear in the larger metropolitan areas, even on the same day, like day of kind of press releases. Fascinating. In other words, there is a continuity of propaganda. If you are familiar with Edward Bernays's propaganda, his book in which he coined the term Public Relations Council, he said that was the new name, the new in vogue name for the propagandist who interprets the public to the would-be rulers of society and vice versa. The propagandist is now called the Public Relations Council. And by the way, there are college curriculums to be a propagandist. I mean, Public Relations Council, PR, you know, curriculums. It's fascinating. Speaking of the inversion of right and wrong, and really just kind of the drift away from right and wrong. So we are immersed in this, steeped in it, marinating in it every day, not realizing that, some of the most provocative words from our history should come to mind when it comes to these issues. You know, we talk about it's a political season right now. And that's a whole different discussion all its own. If you're not familiar, I always say, I like to mention the National Election Pool, the organization that tells you who you voted for before you get to the polls, typically, you know, speaking of sleight of hand. Just a brief aside on that real quick. Think about this. How is it that your local news affiliate knows exactly to the precise percentage and to the exact number of votes who is ahead in your local election, and particularly before a single poll has closed, let alone a single vote counted? Interesting, eh? Exit poll data? Statistically impossible, but I digress. Anyway, we'll get back on point. The phone lines are open. Take your calls in the next segment, too. Stick around right after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Bottom of the first hour of today's National Intel Report, this Wednesday, July 13th, 2016. I am your guest host once again, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We'll go to the phones here in a second. I was just going to say to conclude real quick, it's an election year, so we hear politics and so forth, but people will often say, well, you know, we should support this guy. You see it happening now. Bernie Sanders supports Hillary Clinton, et cetera, et cetera. You know, people will say at a grassroots level, we should support this guy, this person, this woman, whatever, because he or she is close. Close. You know, you can't get everything you want, whatever, you know. On a list of 100 points or 100 planks, this person's platform is in line with our thinking, you know, 97 out of 100 times. And that may sound good, and in many cases it may be aptly fitting. There are problems with it, though. And just to kind of cut to the chase on that, I would cite Thomas Jefferson's words in his very provocative letter to Samuel Kercheval back in July 12th, ironically, 1816, when he wrote, among other very lucid things, a departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for a second, that second for a third, and so on, till the bulk of society is reduced to mere automatons of misery and have sensibilities left but for sinning and suffering. We are encouraged increasingly to depart from principle just in one instance, but if you understand the concept of navigation, how many degrees does it take until you're completely off course? So by degrees, we're steered away from principle, from virtue, morality, and religion, as Patrick Henry wrote and the others echoed. Or said another way, real quick, before we go to the phones, Lincoln's Lyceum Address, when he said, "Shall we expect some transatlantic military giant to step the ocean and crush us at a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa combined, with all the treasure of the earth, our own excepted, or our own military-industrial complex budget excepted at this point, you might say, in their military chest with a Bonaparte for commander, could not by force take a drink from the Ohio or make a track on the Blue Ridge in a trial of 1,000 years. At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer," he said, "if it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide." So Lincoln said. I would only add, before we go to the phones, that there's a thing I call the glasnost effect. We'll talk more about, I've mentioned in previous broadcasts. But the glasnost effect, I think, is one of the biggest points of our undoing that we don't realize these days. And we should be aware of that, because, as Lincoln said, if destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Tony in Chicago. Tony, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, Chris, are you familiar with the website knowthisinfo.com?
Uh-huh, yep.
Obviously you should be. It's, you know, Dr. Kasem Khalil, which has been on Rick Adams numerous times. Okay, mm-hmm. Very interesting. Obviously, he calls everything in the world a hoax, but he correctly called, you know, these two police shootings a hoax, and he gave some very good evidence that they were hoax. This mm-hmm. was last week. Lo and behold, this morning, I go on there, and I look, one of his pages, front page, you know, you flick on all the different pages.
The rotator?
No, this info makes severe errors on multiple posts and videos canceled some. Okay. And then I'm not going to read the whole thing. He says, apologies are issued to all involved, including any family and friends of those whose names were mentioned in erroneous posts. He took everything off that has to do with these two shootings. He's still calling the Dallas police shooting a hoax. And I agree with him there, too. Okay, but let's not waste our time on the details. I have a right to my opinion. But I'm going to tell you, it's obvious to me either two things happened. Probably one thing happened. The feds gave him a call or stopped at his house and simply told him that you're obviously aware that, you know, the group Black Lives Matters is nothing but a division of the Department of Homeland Security. And if you don't take those posts off, they're going to come and blow you away. That's probably what happened. But that's my assumption. I don't even think they would threaten win a lawsuit. That's about what it would take for this guy, you know what I'm saying, to change mm-hmm. his mind like that, because the Sandy Hook people threatened to sue him, and he told them to go screw themselves, and they didn't sue him, okay? Yeah. And that's even more proof that Sandy Hook is a hoax, and he really nailed that. So that's just my, I'd really like to see what Rick Adams has to say. He can call Dr. K up, and I don't know if you would get the truth off to Dr. K, but this is very unusual. And just one other thing, there's a, the video that you have on the RBN site, okay, a day of rage protests are scheduled for July 15th in these American cities. Okay, the group Anonymous has a five-minute video. John put it up there in this story. Okay, and I just want to bring a point up that nobody has, I haven't heard anything, you know, anybody bring up about that, you know, the Louisiana shooting with the big puddle of blood on the black guy's chest. Okay, the bottom line is some guy in the parking lot supposedly took that, you know, with a cell phone or, you know, a smartphone. We know the story behind that. And I'm going to tell you something. If you think about the last few years, last number of years, of the number of times cops have arrested people, you know what I'm saying? Videotaping them in action, making arrests out there in action, okay? They have arrested so many people, or they have grabbed their phones and illegally have taken them from them and turned them. Maybe they let them go later, but they were down in the station. There's been court cases over this. There is no way in hell that those two guys just bludgeoned that guy the way they did so quick. And this video was taken at very close range. I mean, just imagine a picture of 7-Eleven parking lot, how close that was. It was right there. Oh, they couldn't. That one guy, you know, was facing towards the camera, you know, that was right by the car. He couldn't look up and see that guy taking that video. No way. This is just a total hoax. We've got a bunch of dead people, dead white people, in critical condition over this garbage, what they're doing. Okay, and I say that with no remorse. This thing is a fraud. Both of them are frauds. So that's all I have to say, but people need to think a little bit about what's going on here.
Yeah, we ought to play a clip from a video that I actually uploaded back in 2008 of a local gentleman who's been on this network a number of times, being stopped in conjunction with as he was riding his bicycle by what was referred to as a routine traffic stop. It was actually profiling. Sure. It was profiling a car that was had some men who had just come from a I want to say either Alcoholics or Narcotics Anonymous meeting, some kind of recovery meeting, basically. They were traveling from that meeting back to their recovery house, and they were profiled, and they were stopped, and what was referred to as a routine traffic stop turned out it was anything but that. The car was being searched, and this guy, who was a disabled Vietnam veteran, was riding his bicycle a couple of blocks from his house. It was late at night, and he was around, was it 11 o'clock, something like that at night. So, I mean, he's a, you know, he's a gray-haired guy. He's not some 10-year-old kid. And riding his bicycle, has a little hearing trouble, and rode by this stop, and one of the officers motioned to him, and he waved, thinking, you know, the officer was just saying good evening or something like that, and the officer motioned to him, indicating that he wanted him to stop his bike, and so he stopped. And he's holding his bicycle, you know, left hand on the handlebars, right hand on the seat, not moving. And the officer's talking to him. Another officer comes over to him, starts talking to him. And all of a sudden, within 90 seconds, the officers are wrestling him to the ground and tasing him. And in that incident, some of the neighbors came out because he got freaked out and started screaming and shouting and stuff, obviously upset. Based on what happened, just riding by, the officer said, you know, what happened was the officer asked him for identification. He said, you need to have a forward emitting light on your bike. A Vietnam veteran aged man, you know, and was going to cite him, said, you know, show me your identification. And this guy said, I don't have to. And I'd like to, you know, I demand my assistance of counsel, is what he was saying. And so they wrestled him to the ground for that. Anyway, the neighbors came out, and a couple of the neighbors in particular were filming that. Ironically, And not surprisingly, one of the officers is kind of seen from his dash cam footage in what appears to be him turning off part of his recording equipment. But body cams malfunction apparently, and those didn't work, and there was no audio from the incident from them aside from what was captured from the neighbors, and there was dash cam footage as well. But so the point is, the neighbors came out, the neighbors were filming, and the neighbors were essentially threatened or intimidated harshly, and the thug officer named Jonathan Cantrell made some ridiculous remark, like to the effect that he said, well, some people produce cameras into weapons, so, you know, as officers we never know. And you know, the neighbors kind of laughed about how ridiculous and outrageous a statement that was. But it's been going on for years, is my point.
But they do a lot more than that. They arrest people.
Exactly.
Okay? They're bogus. Do those people get arrested? And they grab the camera, they grab the video card out of the thing.
Right.
I mean, like,
right.
I said, there's been, you know, they just trample over the Constitution left and right, and it doesn't even matter in states where there's been court cases, and they say you can do it. They still grab people. So my point is, I mean, I'm not making it for the third time. This thing down in Louisiana is a bunch of BS, because that black guy wasn't even struggling that much, and that one guy couldn't look up. That film is from 12 feet away. Do you realize how close in that thing is? Oh, yeah, and those cops are just going to bludgeon that guy like that when he wasn't even struggling. It is just so fraudulent. I just can't believe these people. This administration is getting away with this. I mean, they're trying to start a civil war over this thing.
Well, at the
Friday and then at the Republican convention, but people are so stupid or they're afraid.
Right, and it's all contrived. I mean, it reminds me of the Mighty Wurlitzer discussion. Hugh Wilford's book, for example, he mentioned the fact that Mighty Wurlitzer was the metaphor Frank Wisner, the first chief of political warfare for the CIA, used to describe the CIA's array of front organizations. And he said they were capable of playing any propaganda tune he desired. This all gets back to my point about Glasnost and the Glasnost effect, which I'll get to later, which I don't hear anyone speaking to. I heard one of the callers mention during Rivero's broadcast that, you know, people think that what they call the truth movement, and always be suspect of these movements and things, from whence do they originate? We always typically find out that there's a COINTELPRO element somewhere, that either the FBI infiltrated it, or as I think it was Trotsky said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it, so lead it or start it. Anyway, in COINTELPRO fashion, we see those kinds of things play out, so beware of the movements. But he said, you know, the truth movement and so forth, it seems it's finally gaining traction. Well, folks need to read up on Glasnost and see what the precursor to the collapse of the Soviet Union was. I think that this, what we call, you know, truth movement and awakening and awareness and so forth, is what I would consider part and parcel to just a further scripting, the RAND Corporation's game theory to get people to throw out the baby with the bathwater in the foundational constructs of the American government, you know, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the original Bill of Rights, not the Administrative Procedure Act that Senator McCarran said on the Senate floor is a Bill of Rights for the hundreds of thousands of Americans whose affairs are controlled in one way or another by agencies of the federal government. And so today, you know, which Bill of Rights is it? And that's a literal question. I've heard that conflict of laws, as folks like Lee Brobst would say, spoken to in courtrooms, Kootenai County, for instance, in Idaho. So, you know, we need to kind of be aware. And so, to your point, I agree. The trouble is, what we're talking about is kind of conjectural. You know, when we talk about these stories, it's conjectural. But what we can point to that's factual is, that's evidence. I think it's at minimum, it's the smoking gun of the crime that we're talking about, of manipulating society in Gladio B fashion, You have studies like Project Salaam's study titled Inventing Terrorists, The Lawfare of Preemptive Prosecution, a study by Project Salaam and National Coalition to Protect Civil Freedoms. That study was published May 2014 and has been referred to extensively by a number of publications and articles. And it's a fact. Looking at the study, what we already knew to be true, because we've seen it proven in articles over and over, the FBI is involved in better than 9 out of 10 of these terrorist situations. What the news calls lone wolf scenario should better, as Patrick Henningsen over at 21st Century Wire says, should better be called known wolf, because they're always known. Intelligence community is doing this, and there's proof. So that, to me, is evidence of a crime and more provocative than the conjecture that we're making. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up. Standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody. Hey!
right, welcome back. Final segment of today's National Intel Report. First hour, final segment of the first hour of today's National Intel Report. And again, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stabmiller. Today, we lost, or Tony in Chicago dropped, I should say. I was going to ask about the Chicago protests earlier this week. And, you know, speaking of contrived nonsense, hundreds of protesters converged in downtown Chicago Monday afternoon to protest recent police shootings for the third day in a row. At times, the crowd swelled to thousands. How many of those folks do you suppose were bussed in and paid to be there? And, you know, I appreciate your call, Tony. I appreciate your sentiments, and I agree. And all I was trying to say was, you know, when we say things like what I just said about the Chicago protests, the trouble is, unless we have proof, it's conjectural. And even in the face of the, you know, the overwhelming evidence of or the preponderance of evidence, you might say, of these suspicions that we have, of these inconsistencies, the incontinuity, and so forth, that Tony spoke to, that I spoke to earlier in the first hour, without hard evidence, what do you do? And so the point that I was making was, with the study by Project Salaam that the Human Rights Watch study was based on, that the number of other articles were based on, with that study that proves that the FBI in particular is involved in 94.2% of the terrorism-related Department of Justice convictions, and virtually all of the terrorist incidents that we are made aware of, the FBI is involved in them. The point here is, why do we not look there first? If they're involved in at least 9 out of 10, and as I mentioned, instead of calling these incidents, whenever the media says, the mainstream media says lone wolf, we should be saying, as Patrick Henningsen over at 21st Century Wire coined, I think, the term known wolf, we should be saying that instead. Because as we have seen over and over, virtually without exception, these lone wolves are always known, they're always profiled, they're always – but that's part of the Gladio MO. That's part of the Gladio B MO. These patsies, these Manchurian candidates, they're always essentially an intelligence asset of one form or another. Which brings up another issue, the Wahhabist and Salafist issue. Maybe we'll talk about that in the second hour too. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. Stick around for the second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back. We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's a
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.